Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Chof Dalet, Menachos 24, the top of Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, beginning actually on the bottom of Chof Kimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us the following story with Halacha. Kisalik Rav Kahana, when Rav Kahana left from Babylon to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechinu Ibnei Rebbe Chiya, the Yasi Vikamri, he found the sons of Rebbe Chiya that were sitting there and they were speaking. And we know that Rebbe Chiya had two sons who were twins. They were Yehuda and Cheskia. This is described in Yevamos 65b. So he found these two sons of Rebbe Chiya, and that they were sitting there and they were teaching. And they said, Isaron, that the mincha, one mincha, is supposed to come from an Isaron of solas, an Isaron of flour, Shechilek, that it was divided into two portions, Vihinicho Bebisa, and it was placed into a klisharis, into a whole utensil, from which they mixed the mincha, so that in order to say that the two halves of the mincha were not touching each other. So basically there is an isaron that is divided into the two parts of the klisharis, but they were not touching each other. And comes along a tvul yom, a person who is tamei, and who can make this food tamei by touching it, v'naga tvul yom, and this person who is tamei touched one of them. He touched one of the two halves. So he didn't touch both of them. He only touched one of them. And they're both in the same utensil. So the law, what is the law in that case? Do we say that the other Isaron that was not touched is going to also become Tamei, or do we not say that? And the Gemara says, what is the basis of their question? It follows, the basis of their question follows a Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga says, Kli Mitzareif Masha Besocho L'Kodesh, that a utensil, whatever is in that utensil, is able to combine what's in it in order to make it holy. Meaning to say that if there are several pieces of food that is holy in one utensil, and if a Tvul Yom touched one of them, we're going to say that all of them are going to be considered be tamei, because the vessel unites everything that's in it in order to make it tamei. Do we say hani mili hechi de negia ba'adadi? Do we say this is only when they are touching each other? But in this case, hechi de lo nagi ba'adadi lo. Here in this case, since they're not touching, we don't say that. Or do we say it doesn't matter, that there's no difference? So the Gemara says, amar lehu iu, that Rav Kahana responded to the sons of Rav Chiya, mi tenam, but doesn't it say in the Mishnah of Chagiga, Kli mechaber? Does it say in that Mishnah that the vessel connects everything that is in it if they are touching? It says kli mitzarev tenan, means to say that koldu, that they don't need to be touching, but the utensil unites it. Meaning to say, even it doesn't say kli mechaber, it says kli mitzarev, which proves that even if they're not touching each other, they're going to be considered to be united under the same utensil. And so therefore, that was how they answered the question of Rav Kahana, answered the questions of the Bnei Rebbe Chiya, that it doesn't matter if they're touching, and the kli is still mitzarev, the vessel is still connecting them. This actually is relevant for halacha ma'aseh with respect to writing a Torah, but before we discuss that, it's the Gemara discusses another question that the Bnei Rebbe Chiya continued to ask to Rav Kahana, and they continued and they said as follows: Who should echad levenehen? That let's say the person took an additional half an Isaron, and he added it on. That this additional Isaron was not connected to this mincha at all, but yet they put it in between the two minchos. And then this person who was a Tvul Yom touched this additional Isaron. So what is the law in that case? Mahu. Do we say that under those circumstances, since he touched it, and it's the same law that the kli is mitzarif everything, and he touched something that was in the utensil? Or do we say that it's not relevant in this case? So Rav Kahana says, no, in this case, we say a different principle. We say, tzarech l'kli kli mitzarifo, that the utensil combines only that which is connected to it, only that which it needs. And so since this case, this minchas isaron is not needed for the utensil is not going to combine it. Ein tzarech l'kli, ein kli mitzarifo. So under this circumstances, if the utensil was not needed, this matter was not needed for the utensil, therefore the utensil is not able to combine it. So since the half isaron that the tvul yom touched was not something that was necessary for the utensil, the kli is not mitzarif it. I said earlier that this is something that's related to halacha ma'aseh. It sounds like, how is this connected to anything related to a sofer writing a Torah? But the reality is it is, because the Hari B'Samim talks about the following situation, that he was asked about a Torah scroll, that in Hashem's name, the first letter of the Hey was connected to the Vav that came after it. And so the two letters were connected. And so we know that if two letters are touching, that it's disqualifying. And so here, the reason why they were connected is because there was maybe a piece of spit that came down and touched it, or maybe some spray ink got in there. And anyway, it was connected under those circumstances. And so the question was asked, if a person is able to fix this Torah scroll by scraping away part of the letter, since it was not really necessary to begin with. Now, this is a complicated question, but the basic thing that he raised was that since we see from here that only what is necessary is considered to be mitzarif, only thing that is necessary for the utensil is considered to be connecting the two letters. And so since, therefore, under these circumstances, this additional piece of ink came in and not from something he was writing, it wasn't necessary for it. And so since it wasn't necessary for it, therefore maybe it's not going to be considered to be like connecting the two letters. And so therefore, since the letters are not really connected, he's able to wipe it away. And this is part of the discussion. Indeed, he says that under these circumstances that we say that since it was not really from the body of the letter itself, and it's not really connected to the letters itself that they're writing, and so therefore, even though it's from the name of God, a person is allowed to scrape this part away because it's not really going to be considered part of the body of the letter, and it's not mitzar, if it's not connected, since it wasn't necessary, and therefore he said a person could, the sofer could scrape it away under those circumstances.